You're listening in to Rema Afternoons with Tom and Di. Joining us on the show, the lovely Emily Taylor from The Devoted Collective. Now, you're going to quote us some pop music this afternoon.
I am, yes.
Oh, are you going to sing it for us?
Waxing lyrical on the show.
I debated singing, but no.
Okay, right then.
Do you know the song Shut Up and Dance With Me by Walk the Moon? Some of the chorus lyrics say, "Don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me." I said, "You're holding back." She said, "Shut up and dance with me."
Ah.
Now, this song came to mind recently because my family and I are about to move overseas. And with that, there is a lot of change. Mm. And I'm not going to lie. It's not been easy, or it has been easy, I should say, to start looking back and to get a little bit caught up in what's gone before. You know, things that have passed, things that I can't actually change, things that if I hold on to them could lead me to brokenness or an inability to enjoy what God is putting in front of me as I move forward. And it kind of reminded me of Jesus telling the disciples, remember Lot's wife, you know, and just that whole idea of don't look back. But throughout scripture, throughout the Bible, there are countless stories of men and women that are called to go on adventure with God. So much that multiple movies have been made about their lives, whether it's Moses or Paul, Noah, Joseph, Abraham, Dinah, Esther. There's so many. And while I don't think God would necessarily tell us to shut up and dance with him, that's kind of not how I imagine him speaking to me, but he does want us to move forwards, to join him in adventure and joy, rather than looking back and holding on to things in the past that would keep us stuck. And in Luke 9, verse 62, Jesus said, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." We need to have eyes fixed forward. But the thing is, God doesn't want our day-to-day to be one of drudgery or regret, rules or burdens. He wants to dance with us, you know, as the lyrics of that song say. He wants us to enjoy the adventure and to move with him as one. And 1 Thessalonians 4 in the Message transliteration reads, "One final word, friends. Keep doing what we told you to do to please God, not in a dogged religious plod, but in a living, spirited dance." So I don't know who might need to hear this today, but don't you dare look back. Keep your eyes on Jesus and step forward into the adventure and dance that he is calling you to.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? And I think that there is so much encouragement we can find in what you're talking about today. Because, yeah, there is that sense sometimes of living in the past, or perhaps living in regret, living in a sense of shame of things that once were. But it is that invitation from God to move forward to something else. And sometimes that can be pretty hard, and we can acknowledge that. But at the same time, God's got us, right?
Well, I mean, I think every one of us is tempted to look back. And I can't help but think about the Israelites when God took them out of Egypt from slavery, towards the promised land. How many times did they find themselves going, well, you know, at least back there we had food, and they looked back. Yeah. And we kind of look back with a romanticized view, don't we? We don't even remember things as they truly are necessarily. But as we talk about this, I think the other thing that strikes me is remember when you're looking forward, where you're going. Jesus calls us into something so much more, doesn't he? And I wonder if that is something we can take on board to keep our focus looking forward.
Yeah, that is so good. Hey, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. And what a wonderful encouragement this afternoon to look forward and to seek God's adventure. The Devoted Collective people can check that out at thedevotedcollective.org. Thanks again.